We have a Mesaira from the Gaonim, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, that the Loshna Gemara is called Man Shiyishol Oisim Lefona Geseder Azeh Ani Moich Lahem. And that's talking about the Bris that's crucial to the Yud Gimel Midas, state that a word of Oisim Lefona Geseder Azeh. So the Gaonim of Medayik from this Gemara, Oisim Lefona, means that clients will have to be Ois Gehalten on those Midas. There has to be a mahu af ata on the racham and on the chanon, on the arachapayim and all the yonim. You give a midas, a person would have to be a mahu af ata. Kol zman shatim oisim, that it might not be enough just as kol levad. You might need takanasi and a prayer for mahu af ata. Thus ago, that was nimsa b'shem the goyim that diuk. So there is something very encouraging over here. Of a state in the al shech sefer al atayim parsha shlach. That he says there that when Moshe Rabbeinu was espoused by the Meraglim for Kapora, he said, "Va'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarta lemer," and that's when he started reciting the Yigdal Midas. So he prefaced it with a word of "Ato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarta lemer." Zog the Al Shech maintains to zog that Moshe Rabbeinu was being espoused here. That with the Amira Levad, even without the Asiyah, it should work to Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Yigdal no Koyach Hashem, it should be even more godl, and the Rav Tuva, it should be Mefiah even Yaiser than it was by the Eagle. By the Eagle, it was Taka Kozman Shem Oisim, and Moshe was being mispaled, that should be Kashedi Barta Lema. Kashedi Barta, the Yud Gimel Midas, it should be Lema with Amira Levad. This is what the Al Shech HaKodesh is Medayik here in these Psukim. So he says that in the Chanamim, that for them that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was in Zavad and Eskabel, and in Meila it's Mahani Afilu Amira. Now this Al Shech helps to explain something very, very modern, the Nusach HaTefillah, B'Leil Yemei Kippurim, right after Kol Nidrei, this Epis 1 Piyat was Chab Tzerayin over there, even before the Ma'ariv, and that's the Piyat of Slachno La'avonu Om HaZeh Ki Goydel Chasdecho, וכאשנו סוסו לאום הזה מצרים ועד הינו ושום נאמה ויימה השם שלחתי כדברך. Out of nowhere, between Kol Nidrei Ma'ariv, Chab Tzerayin, one period that most of the Mekayim Yisrael Piyutim are Mesedra Tfila. But this one, Chab Tzerayin over here, and those are the Pesukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was inspired by the Avoyim Meraglim. That's why Slachno Avoyim Azeh, Ki Goyed Lechazdecho. And according to the Al Shech, it comes out very moving that the Yisoid of Yom Kippur and the Slicha and the Tefillah of Yom Kippur was being used on the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. Shenemru bepashis boi b'yayim b'yayim b'akippur. So memela, you want to be ma'ira this chuz that amira l'chud is sagi. I feel like it's a felt by uns da asiyah from Maru Avato. And that happened b'shaz the Meraglim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Spal, Yigdal no koyach Hashem, kashe dibar to leimun, avdem at Rabbeinu Hashem, gehem tzut vayem Hashem, salachti kedvarecho. So if I see so ongenum givor, and that tefillah, that should be enough to amira bulvad, even without the asiyah. So this is what you want to be masked, the tchilis ha-segdif, and avoid this yemek yipurim, to be masked this mitchilim eroish, to be masked this tefillah, was Moshe Rabbeinu was poil, that by now, it's enough to amira levad. Now, I don't have a raya for this. I think it needs a raya either way. If Moshe Rabbeinu was spoiled that it should be by Amira Levad on all the Yud Gimel Midas, or only on the Midas that he was inspired with over here. Over here, when Moshe Rabbeinu was inspired, he didn't say all the Yud Gimel Midas. He said, Hashem, Erech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesen, Lezi Yopim, V'Fesha. He left out Emes, he left out Keorach and V'Chanun. And before I explain a little bit that somehow Klal Yisrael weren't roy to be masked, let's say Emes, they weren't masked partially because of the Shekhar for Lashon Hara. I mean, give this a Zach, they weren't roy for. So on these is what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalled that it should be Mahani ba'amira and Askor al-Khud without Asiya. But on the others that he wasn't masked, I'm not sure if the line is Bizdor, that Lachar would need a Raya one way or the next. If Moshe Rabbeinu was Pilot Gabi Udi, you will be the Zerachim. Also, it's Yitochen that even if you hold your Nina Asiyah, and even if you hold it didn't change by the Meraglim, it's Yitochen that if people in the Tzibur have the Ma'u Afat on different ones, this one has it on the Erech HaPayim, this one has it on the Racham, this one has it on the Rav Chesed, It might be like what the Goyin says, the Gabi Memchez, Zorachim Shatir and Niknes, that if the Chabura has it, doesn't mean that each and everyone has to be Ezgab in each and every Kinyan Atera. But Rabbi's bonus also Choyal, that are you day the Tzira for the Bnei Chabura, so can't send the Tfilah that's being, the Tzibah that's being espoused, if they have that Ha'ora, then Beinayim, Besoichim, Bechlod Yu, some of the Mela, Vatchal, even the Kiyim of Kolzman Shem Oisim. That would be a talk, I don't have a raya one way or the next on that either. But I want to tell you over there, I saw something very interesting, B'Shem, the Chidor, and the Aflo. They both were aimed on the same thing. They're going over there a little different than the Al-Shukh. They're going to be Ma'ir Atzad, not like the Goyim, that even B'Shas the Eagle, it was enough Amir al-Khud without Asiya. And thus for state calls man, she saw oisim lefani. Oisim lefani means to be misata v'tzitzis, but it doesn't mean that I see that you need that. And they say, but the achtachas is shtikol the mocker. But they say that that's the lashon of kale. He raised alon aloy mashloish esrei. Kale, according to the Arizal, is the first one of the yigim amidus. He starts to count from kale. The Hashem Hashem is not kailu in the yigim amidus. It looks like that the first Hashem he teaches is Vayikra, B'Shem Hashem, episodes Chayza to that, and the second Shem is saying Hashem, who is Kael Racham V'chan, and you start the minyan from Kael. So then, B'dayik Azan Azavor, that Kael, Hayreis Alon Aloy Mashloi Shesrei. That from this, that Kael is one of the midas, and a mensch can't do a Mahu Afata on Kael. So that's, its Hayro is that it's enough Ba'mir L'chud, you don't need Asiya. Kale hoyreis alon aloy mashleish esrei. That from the midas kale geit arois ahiro, that it's enough, just the amira without the asiya. So they're talking and this vidalsha. They're saying I feel a meikorat that trying to be meir atzad that will feed this meseir of nariz al daf munavegin that the amira alone is sagi. I feel to be zeich in the bris even without the asiya. Then I saw Gogo Sharf B'Shem the Ostrovtsa that he was going on a pasuk in Balak v'shtei Dorten lo ish keil v'yichazev ha'hu omar v'lo yase v'dibe v'lo yikimena zog de lo ish keil amen shezach nish keil. So memeila v'balt keil is one of you giving me this. So memeila ha'hu omar v'lo yase, it's enough to amir without to asiyah. V'dibe v'lo yikimena, I feel like I'll ain't initially mandrega. Because lo yish keil, I'll get by done this yisod of the haflaw and the chidoh, that keil erais lan aloy mishloish esrei. And pepashis b'chal kavanos here, that's what the racial call means of lo yish keil v'yichazif. I mentioned yish keil, but maybe I can't mechazif zayin. He can talk only misof alachutz, he can only be saying it without an asiyah. That'll be a p'china from kozov. Like Pesvay Fatu Befim will show you the Chaz Veloy. There'll be a pchina from Chaz Veloy Ish Keil mentioned the Mish Keil. So maybe I can't Mechaz Zayin and Hu Alma Veloy Yase V'Di Veloy Yikimena. That I feel with the Amir and the Haskor Be'Alma the Mish can arrange in the Bris from the Haskoras when you give me this.